Now, we're going to start today's programme by talking a little about animal cruelty. And I was surprised and disappointed, but not, I suppose, well, I was disappointed but not surprised, is what I mean to say, to hear that the cases of animal cruelty here in the southwest of Ireland, in Kerry and Limerick and places like that, have been on the up in the last couple of years. And I found that out during the course of a conversation with my first guest. Her name is Martina Kenny, and she is with the animal rescue charity My Lovely Horse. Now, the reason we were talking to Martina is you might have seen some awful photographs in the papers following St. Patrick's Day of a horse that died during the course of a sulky race in Limerick City and was left to die on the side of the road in Limerick in full view of the public, and was obviously in a lot of pain and suffering, but whoever owned the horse just abandoned it and left it to die on the side of the road. Now, I spoke earlier to Martina Kenny about this particular case, but we also got talking about sulky racing, and I'm sure that many of you know that it's quite popular here in Kerry, and you do see people out sulky racing around the roads in Kerry. Pretty dangerous stuff if you get caught up in the middle of it. But at the outset, I put it to Martina Kenny that the case in Limerick was particularly horrific.
Yeah, it really, really was. And it's not the first time. You know, it's rotten to see it so many times. And it's just horrible to see something just left there like rubbish.
Yeah, absolutely. And what exactly is sulky racing?
So basically, it's so the horses are worth quite a bit to a lot of the guys. There's big money when they're racing for, you know, bet on them. And so it's very big money sometimes. And they're on a very small, like a small little trap type of thing. And then what they do is they basically race on the main roads, on the dual carriageways, at all hours of the morning, very early hours of the morning. And there could be, you know, maybe only five sulkies racing, but piles of cars and stuff like that. They're all putting bets on and things because, as I said, it's big money. And it's big money for the winners. But for the poor horses, it's not good. It's not good for their legs, because most sulky horses that are used for this are, you know, very, very young, 2, 3, that's it. And a horse is still growing right up to 5.
Oh dear, that sounds awful. And yeah. What we can gather, and I'm just reading the article from the Limerick Leader, that the horse had been in a sulky race and probably suffered a heart attack.
Yeah, that's what they think. DLM Animal Rescue said that the guard said more than likely a heart attack, which is not unusual neither, because these horses are pounded and pounded, and they're sweating, and they, you know, they're whipped and whipped to go faster. But they literally left the horse, and the sulky is the trap type of thing, you know, on the back of the poor horse, and they just ran
and abandoned it.
Abandoned it completely, yeah. Like, it could have been actually just dying for a while. Who knows? I'm sure it was dying for a while. I'm sure it wasn't just a case of just drop dead.
Yeah, it's dreadfully cruel.
It really is. There's no empathy there whatsoever. It's all about money. And that's the sad part of anything like this. When it comes to, you know, when it comes to animals, and, you know, it's like dog fighting, big money. You know, this kind of thing, big money. And there are all these underground, horrible sports, if they want to call it. And it's horrible because there's only one thing suffering, and that's the animal.
And I gather that this wasn't the first time a horse would have died under those circumstances, Martina.
We don't know what was wrong with the horse, or if there even was. But, you know, and a lot of these guys will take great care of their horses, but they're not thinking about the fact of the speed the horse is going down a concrete road. And in the end of the day, it is a concrete road. They need specialised shoes for that, which most don't ever have. You know, I don't think a young horse should be doing that anyway. And then people will say, well, what about racehorses? Yeah, absolutely, whatever racehorses. But the thing is, they do race on, you know, soft ground, sand, so their legs are taken into consideration.
But when they're running at that speed on concrete surfaces, you can see how it would take its toll on the horse's body.
Absolutely, they're sweating, and it's so dangerous. I don't know if you've seen them on, you know, like a lot of the guys put them up on TikTok, and you know, you end up seeing them on Facebook and on YouTube, and we've posted a few through the years, and they are literally, just say they're going down, whatever, the N7, the M1, and they are literally pounding the street with, or pounding the road, and you've got guys screaming and shouting out of vans and cars, hanging out, like some of them sitting in, out the windows, and they're speeding up as well. So there has been cases where people are coming down the opposite side of the motorway, and they're like, oh my God, it's so dangerous. I can't believe that nobody has been killed at this point. But then the person that will be killed won't be them. It'll be the innocent person that's coming into that traffic.
This is it. Horses. And I presume this practice is completely illegal, is it?
Yeah, it's illegal on the road. It shouldn't be. Yeah, it's absolutely. And it's dangerous. So it's not allowed. But the problem is that they do it secretly. They have, they obviously, you know, have maybe WhatsApp groups or whatever, or private groups where they say, right, we're all beaten here at this time, bets are on, and that's what they do. So, you know, we'd find out sometimes about them, and we would alert the guards. But sure, even the guards, the last one we had, the guards were trying their best to stop it. And you could see the guards, you know, it was very, very dangerous for them as well.
Exactly. So just coming back to this awful incident in Limerick on St. Patrick's Day, I gather the horse was left to die in quite a public place where people were passing by, children, anyone could have seen it. Lots of people saw it.
Outside somebody's house. So yeah, it's a road that's used because that's the road, they're the roads they use, big main, you know, dual carriageways, things like that, they use all the time for these. And yeah, and that was left there for children on a day like that as well. It's a day for children at the end of the day, you know, and they would have seen it. Loads of people saw it and were very, very stressed by it. Like, of course you would be. That poor animal, like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
You know, God love us. What was wrong with it? Was there anything? Was it just the fact of they just whipped it down that road and made it go way too fast, or it just couldn't stop for breath?
And that was Martina Kenny there from My Lovely Horse Animal Rescue speaking to me earlier about that awful case in Limerick. Now, that was an edited version of a longer interview I did with Martina. And during the course of the interview, in a piece that you didn't hear, she mentioned to me that they are particularly concerned about the growing number of animal cruelty cases in the Southwest at the moment. So that is sadly not surprising from talking to other animal charities down here, but awful, awful to hear about sulky racing and how it affects horses in particular. And I just wonder, do people out there have any views on it? It certainly sounds like sulky racing is very dangerous too, to think that they'd be going up and down motorways chasing cars or chasing each other and putting bets on like that. Have any of you noticed anything similar happening here in Kerry, and what do you think should be done about it? Or have the Gardaí been known to clamp down on sulky racing? I'm assuming that it's not legal, but that's a question that we perhaps need to have answered from a legal point of view. But if anyone does know, either way, do let us know.